Hi, my name is Kaylee Goodfellow-Thira, and I'm the curator at the Glengarry Nor'westers and Loyalists Museum here in Williamstown. Nestled on the north bank of the Raisin River in Williamstown lies the Glengarry Nor'westers and Loyalists Museum, which houses artifacts from the area's storied past and depicts the various narratives that shaped South Glengarry over the years. The building itself is a two-story Georgian-style structure made of brick. The grounds were donated by Sir John Johnson for the purpose of education in the village. The current brick building, built in 1862, replaced the previous primitive schoolhouse and operated until 1963. The names of the former students are etched in the brick, many dating back to the 19th century. In 1967, the building was converted into the museum. The east half of the first floor of the museum houses the Williamstown Room, where temporary exhibits on local history or art are mounted each season. The west half of the first floor is home to the newly redesigned permanent Loyalist exhibit, which depicts the journey of the individuals who fled their homes in the Mohawk Valley during the Revolutionary War and settled in the area, led by Sir John Johnson, son of William Johnson, after whom the village of Williamstown is named. The predominantly Scottish settlers were soon joined by more Scottish families from the Highlands brought over by Bishop Macdonnell. These combined waves of immigration served to form the basis of the rich Scottish culture in the area, with the name Glengarry itself being brought over from the Highlands in memories of the land they left. The story of these Scotch Loyalists and their legacies is depicted through original artifacts and allows visitors to glimpse life as experienced in Upper Canada in the late 18th and 19th century. Also displayed are scenes following initial settlement, such as Victorian-era Glengarry, schoolhouse days, and artifacts from local Glengarrians who fought in the World Wars. A portion of the second floor has been converted into an artifact room, an office, where cataloging and research take place. The rest of the floor, however, is open to the public and houses the permanent Nor'westers exhibit, which depicts the history of the Northwest Company. Founded in 1779, the Northwest Company was made up of smaller, mainly Scottish trading interests based out of Montreal and would become the biggest competitor of the Hudson's Bay Company until 1821, when the two forces amalgamated. Unlike the HBC, the Nor'westers were critical in the exploration of Canada's interior and paired trade and commerce with expeditions and surveying. Upon entering the exhibit, visitors are immediately drawn to the formidable 26-foot birch bark canoe that dominates the room. Commissioned by the museum for its opening in 1967, this canoe was made by the late and great canoe builder Caesar Nawashes of the Atikamekw. Also on display are various original and reproduction trade goods of both European and Indigenous make from the 18th and 19th centuries. Why, one might ask, would there be a Northwest Company-centered exhibit in Williamstown, so far from the posts and forests that the traders inhabited on their wintry wilderness sojourns? Many of the partners of the Northwest Company actually had strong ties to Glengarry, either being from here or retiring to the area later in life. The proximity to Montreal and both the St. Lawrence and Raisin Rivers made travel to the area easy, and the Scots communities were particularly appealing to the Scottish traders. Northwest Company partner and famed Canadian explorer David Thompson spent what he deemed as the happiest years of his life in the village of Williamstown. Also highlighted in the exhibit is explorer Sir Alexander Mackenzie, who was a patron of the area and frequent visitor to his family that resided here. The museum holds a well-rounded collection of Sir Alexander Mackenzie artifacts, including his compass case and a family Bible inscribed in his very own hand. The museum is honored to enact its mandate of preserving the area's history and sharing it with the public and future generations to come. In addition to its permanent exhibits, the museum hosts a range of extra exhibits and activities. Guided tours are available for both individuals and groups and can be booked by contacting us at the museum. The grounds and Williamstown Room are also available to be booked by interested individuals and organizations. Due to the restrictions, the museum has been closed. We can't wait to welcome you back to the museum, and we look forward to seeing you as soon as possible when things can resume normally. Thank you.